The seventh day. Sports facilities. Hello, boys.
Hello. It is a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it's warm and sunny. How are you today? You had a very busy day yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, yes. But I've had a good night's sleep and I'm okay now.
How did you like your excursion around Kazan yesterday?
It was great. We were shown a lot of sports venues. Besides, we visited the Universiade village with its information and entertainment center, stadium and training halls.
How many people live there?
Its capacity is 15,000 participants.
Is it so large?
Yes, its total area is 300,000 meters.
Who will live there after these sports competitions?
After the Universiade, the complex will receive and serve students and university professors of the city.
How did you know it?
We attended the press conference yesterday and were told a lot about sports facilities of Kazan.
When I first came to your city, I was impressed by the great number of sports complexes in each district. Almost all of them were constructed after Kazan had been announced as the venue of Universiade 2013. In all, 64 facilities have been built for this purpose.
It's a perfect present for all the athletes who have come here.
You see, first of all, it's the present for all the people of our city. They are given a good chance to do any sport they like there.
And what's the fee?
No fee at all. It's free of charge.
Do you mean to say they don't have to pay for coaching at all?
That's right. So, my mom goes swimming once a week to the Aquatic Sports Palace with two pools. The palace is unique because of an original architectural idea based on the usage of big wooden walled constructions as well as lightweight floors and mobile walls.
I like doing sports in my free time too.
Do you? What sports are you fond of?
I play tennis on my days off.
If you are interested in tennis, I'd like you to see the tennis academy.
I'm going to visit it tomorrow, but I've read about it in the brochure. It's a really unique sports center with 8 covered and 14 open tennis courts with the hard ground.
Yes, it's one of the world's biggest covered tennis sites, with its capacity up to 3,000 people. It is planned to house the Davis Cup games as well as the Federation Cup.
What other facilities did you like?
What really sticks in my mind is Rowan Channel. The main advantage of the channel is its location in the city center on Lake Midelkaban, which makes any competition easy and affordable to reach for the spectators.
But most of all, I was amazed by the football stadium.
I attended the Universiade opening ceremony there. It was extremely interesting and exciting. The stadium was overcrowded.
I hear its capacity is 45,000 spectators, and it is the third in Russia. It is qualified as a 5-star stadium by FIFA and later is to become the Rubin Kazan home area.
Oh, Rubin! Do you know? It's the team which managed to draw 2 games with the world best team, Barcelona. Besides, they are 2 times champion of Russia. They really deserve it.
Now I see why our guide told us Kazan is called the sports capital of Russia.
Yes, the Universiade won't be the only sport event in our city. We have entered the bidding campaign for the right to host the Football World Cup Championship.
I believe you'll achieve your goal. I wish you every success.